We are gonna... Woo!
Hello. Wow. Sit back.
Microphones are on. Okay, we're gonna bring this Board of Campbell County Commissioners meeting to order June 4th, first meeting in June. It finally looks like the weather's turning out there, but I'm not going to say anything about the amount of moisture we're going to get.
It rained last night, by the way.
Right. So everything's nice and green out there. So welcome, everybody, to Campbell County Commissioners' June 4th meeting. We are going to, well, actually, we have all five commissioners here, and welcome back, Commissioner Maul. We have Commissioner Reardon.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, everyone.
Commissioner Shellstad.
Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back.
Commissioner Christensen.
Good morning, Rusty.
And we have our Deputy County Attorney, Miss Carol Seeger.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have our Deputy County Clerk, Kendra Anderson.
Good morning.
And our Administrative Director, Mr. Robert Palmer, here.
Chairman, good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, worldwide Catholic Commissioners audience.
And yeah, I'm sure that after all the discussion the past few months on the high quality visual content that you can watch, that's probably where everybody's at right now. So we're going to start off this morning, and Commissioner Shellstad's going to lead us in the invocation, and then we'll stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you for a blessing today. Father, we ask you to bless our community. Father, we also ask you to give us the sight and the vision to lead our community in a positive direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Shellstad. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just move on to the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve all the items of the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Reardon, seconded by Commissioner Shellstad. The board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Vouchers?
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the vouchers as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Shellstad, seconded by Commissioner Reardon, that the board approve the vouchers as presented. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think Cindy must have caught it, but I know I've got a voucher being paid, so I'm going to abstain. And then we'll just simplify it.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Thank you, Commissioner Christensen. Okay, so next we have public comment. Doesn't look like we probably have any public comment. So we have transparency, and Ms. Gowan's going to come up and talk to us about this. NACO Achievement Award. Ivy, thanks.
Good morning. Excuse me. Guess I haven't talked yet today. Good morning, Commissioners, Chairman, Commissioners. I have the honor this morning of... I give you guys a really hard time about talking into the mics, but that was loud.
It's loud.
I have the honor this morning of... presenting, well, at least the notice that you are going to be recognized in the 2019 Achievement Awards by NACO, which is the National Association of Counties. And this is for the efforts that the Board of Commissioners have put towards the Raptor Symposia. So I'll just quickly read the letter that NACO provided with the notice of the award. It says, the National Association of Counties is pleased to grant Campbell County a 2019 Achievement Award for its program titled Campbell County Raptor Symposia. In the category of county resiliency, infrastructure, energy, and sustainability. Congratulations to everyone involved in developing this innovative program. Your hard work will yield positive results for Campbell County residents. As a 2019 Achievement Award winner, your county is cordially invited to the NACO Achievement Awards Luncheon from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on July 14th, 2019 at NACO's Annual Conference and Exposition in Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada. NACO will list each award winner in the lunch program and honor the best in category winners on stage. Congratulations and thank you for your continued work to promote the betterment of county services and programs. We hope to see you at NACO's annual conference in July. So I just want to point out there that you are invited to attend the luncheon and receive your award there. The other part that will be handled during that luncheon is the best in category as they identified in the letter here, and that those will not be announced until that lunch. So you never know. You might have the opportunity to win best in category. So congratulations.
Well, I would just say thank you and Ms. Bauer and Ms. Anderson and Ms. Beeman for six. I think we just had our third Raptor Symposium, which has spanned basically 7 years. And so thank all the support staff. I think it was, and it's easy for the commissioners to walk up there and get an award, but behind the scenes, people like yourself and Ms. Bauer and Ms. Anderson when she was here and Ms. Beeman and all the other people that helped with this and made sure things went off smoothly. And then actually the cooperation from the energy sector that was and the federal agencies that have been involved and the NGOs that have been involved to actually come together, get in the same room, talk to each other, and then actually get results. Because if we didn't get results, we wouldn't have continued to have the second one and then the third one. And so I guess it's really a really all it was our vision to get people in the same room. But people like yourself did a lot of the legwork, so we appreciate that. And thanks. Thank you.
Well, thank you, but I think Chairman Bell, you are correct in that the vision was something that the commissioners brought forward, and it's really important to be able to have a group such as yourself that see the importance of that, and then to put the support behind making sure that it comes to fruition and that it's successful in the long run, which I think is why you're being honored, is because those efforts have driven actual results that are measurable for our local community. So thank you.
Thank you, Abby.
And then the last thing that I'm going to share with you this morning, since a couple of you get harassed weekly and then you pass that harassment on to me, I'm happy to let you know that today we will be receiving the FY 17-18 annual report in its new format. So those will be getting distributed through the newspaper, but we'll also have some hard copies here, and a digital version will be going on our website. So now everybody should be able to have access to that new form.
So then, in the future, the annual report will be easier because of the new format. Is that correct?
Correct. And well, the really good news is that since this is all so fresh in everyone's mind, the 18-19 report should be a snap.
Okay. And the other thing is that hopefully the departments will understand the new abbreviated format as opposed to the text-heavy.
Chairman, Commissioner Christensen, I think you are absolutely correct that once the departments get to see that they don't have to write pages and pages of narrative, they will maybe appreciate the process a little bit better. So, but anyway, I'll make sure you guys have copies as soon as those are here.
Update, Ivy, appreciate.
Thanks, Ivy.
Okay, moving on to then our regular business. We have Trina's here, the Children's Center, and their 50th anniversary.
It's coming together.
Perfect.
Well, good morning. Okay, I'm here today to ask your consideration for...
So, Trina, could you introduce yourself for...
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
The viewing audience that we...
Trina Bowder, and I'm with Children's Developmental Services of Campbell County.
Thank you.
And I'm here to ask your consideration for Part C contract between the Wyoming Department of Health and Campbell County Children's Developmental Services. And it runs for the period of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th of 2020 in the amount of $850,432.27. This contract is for services for children with disabilities, birth to age 3, who reside in Campbell County.
Thank you, Trina.
Were there any substantial changes from previous years?
No, there's a few deliverables that we have to supply to the state as part of the contract, but not any substantial differences.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the contract between Campbell County and the Wyoming Department of Health Behavioral Health Division on behalf of Children's Developmental Services to provide early intervention to children ages birth through 2 years of age and their families in an amount not to exceed $850,432.27 from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Maul. The board approve the contract between Campbell County and the Wyoming Department of Health Behavioral Health Division on behalf of Children's Developmental Services to provide early intervention to ages birth through 2 years of age and their families in an amount not to exceed $850,432.27 from July 1, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thanks, Trina.
Thank you, Trina. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. Item F, annual contribution agreements with University of Wyoming. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'm Michelle Pierce with the University of Wyoming. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm here today to ask about the annual contribution agreement for the UW personnel. We enclose the dollar figures and such when I sent you the contract. So what we're looking at is similar figures from last year. Pending a Wyoming legislature approval cost of living allocation for state employees at approximately 2%. And that would depend upon that 2% would depend upon the length of employment, the base salary, and any increases throughout the year. And it would go into effect July 1st, 2019. So we're asking for consideration for the agreement for the two 4-H educators, Kim Fry and Celeste Robinson.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the fiscal year 2020 annual compensation agreements between the University of Wyoming and Campbell County for the two 4-H extension educators located in Campbell County with an effective date of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020 as respectfully presented.
Second.
Did okay. I need to say that respectfully?
No.
Respectfully. I think
I think you actually delivered it respectfully. So yeah.
Okay. I just needed to make sure that I was.
Just a little added spice to our motion.
Okay. So thank you.
I love it. All right. Been moved by Commissioner Reardon, seconded by Commissioner Shellstad, that the board approve the fiscal year 2020 annual compensation agreements between the University of Wyoming and Campbell County for the two 4-H extension educators located in Campbell County with an effective date of July 1, 2019 through June 30th, 2020 as respectfully presented. Any further discussion?
It's not necessarily related to this, but do you know when we will have a new dean? Because
we actually do. They just hired one. They hired a lady. They just hired one, I would say, the last 2 weeks. Commissioner Christensen, I could get you her name and contact information.
I would appreciate that. We're making really good progress, and we really enjoyed working with Interim Dean Hess.
Correct. Yes, Dr. Hess.
It was like a horrible month. Lori Nichols left.
And yeah, it was a horrible party, yes.
It and was. Dr. Hess left, and then...
All the leadership was jumping ship on us, so...
Yeah, but they did hire somebody new.
They did hire somebody. They just offered her the position, and so Barbara Roscoe is her name. I just remembered it. Barbara Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O-E, and I'll get you all of her contact information and forward that to Mr. Palmer. Or is that acceptable? Okay.
Get it to Bob.
Because I don't like sending out mass emails to the commissioners. Just kidding. I never have.
But if you get it to Bob, then Bob can probably work to set up a meeting with her when she gets settled.
Okay.
So have they made any changes in extension then, or did they still leave the one position unfilled? And I can't think of what it is anymore.
Dr. Kelly Crane is the director of extension. And so then Dr. Barbara Roscoe is the new dean of the ag, the whole entire ag department. So, okay.
And Kelly's really good too, so hopefully maybe we can get him up here.
Yeah, Kelly knows what's going on too, so that's very helpful as well. He's one of the last men standing in the leadership, so, and he's been there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time.
Updated information. So, hearing any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day. Enjoy the birds singing because they are.
Oh, it's beautiful out there, isn't it? Yes. Mr. Palmer said this morning, the birds are singing earlier and earlier every morning.
Just want to reiterate, it rained last night.
It did. It did rain. Okay. All right. So, Ms. Anderson has something for us for the Country Living Acres, which we just, I think, had at our last meeting or the meeting before, but we had one individual just didn't make it in to take care of some paperwork, so we just need to update that so he can come in and take care of that.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I'll walk the oath down to him this time if I have to.
Sounds good. Okay.
That's it.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board appoint Greg Thomas to serve on the board of directors on for County Living Acres Improvement and Service District, Country Living Acres and Improvement Service District, and the appointment shall be valid until the next election held by the district in November of 2020 in accordance with the Special District Act as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Shellstad, seconded by Commissioner Reardon, the board appoint Greg Thomas to serve on the board of directors for the Country Living Acres Improvement Service District, and the appointment shall be valid until the next election held by the district in November 2020 in accordance with the Special District Act as presented. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Ms. Anderson, for making sure that gets followed up upon. Okay, so next up we have Ms. Nelms.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners.
Good morning, Megan.
Megan Nelms, County Planner, and this morning I just have for you a request for an extension of a subdivision improvement agreement and letter of credit. This is from County Case Number 17.03 COMP, the Rocky Butte Industrial Park, and the applicant has respectfully requested an extension of time in which to complete the requisite subdivision improvements. So this required a revised improvement agreement and a new or extended letter of credit. Those have been completed, and with that, staff recommends approval of the request. And I can answer any questions you might have.
Megan, is this, where exactly is this on Highway 59?
This would be just north of Henry Road, would be the south boundary there, so Tyler Miller's 70 acres, and then the gap on the west side of Highway 59.
Okay.
Just north of the gap.
South of Antelope Valley. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I believe the developer had a potential purchaser that fell through, and so they've just kind of put off the drainage work, but they intend to get it completed this summer, I believe.
I would entertain a motion on that.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the extension request for the Rocky Butte Industrial Park to complete requisite subdivision improvements, including a revised subdivision improvement agreement and newly issued irrevocable letter of credit as presented.
Second.
And moved by Commissioner Reardon, second by Commissioner Shellstad. The board approved the extension request for the Rocky Butte Industrial Park to complete requisite subdivision improvements, including a revised subdivision improvement agreement and newly issued irrevocable letter of credit as presented. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Megan, thank you.
That was easy.
So we are a little bit ahead of time here, so I think we will
Could we do the MOU for
Yeah, I think we're going to move forward and do the item M, which is the MOU, and then we'll go on to item N, and then we'll go back. So item M, Memorandum of Understanding with Mr. Palmer.
So what you have here is probably the longest motion that you'll have so far this year. This is a MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, between the cooperating agencies in the Thunder Basin National Grasslands and the U.S. Forest Service. So it includes the county, each of the respective county boards of commissioners, conservation districts, and weed and pest districts. And what this does is allow for working policy for the National Environmental Policy, the NEPA Act, for the 2020 Thunder Basin National Grass Plan amendments. So I know this is something that the Campbell County Board of Commissioners has been actively engaged and an active participant with the discussion in this plan and analysis. And so I would ask for your consideration of approval of the MOU.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Campbell County, Campbell County Conservation District, Campbell County Weed and Pest District, Converse County, Converse County Conservation District, Converse County Weed and Pest District, Weston County, Weston County Conservation District, Weston County Weed and Pest District, Weston County, Niobrara County Conservation District, Niobrara County Weed and Pest District, Crook County, Crook County Conservation District, Crook County Weed and Pest District, and the United States Department of Agriculture, Forest Service, Medicine Bow, Route National Forests, and Thunder Basin National Grassland to work together on National Environmental Policy Act analysis for the 2020 Thunder Basin National Grassland Plan Amendment as presented.
Second.
Great job, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
That was a long one.
It's been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Maul. The board approved the Memorandum of Understanding between Campbell County Conservation District, Campbell County Weed and Pest District, Converse County Conservation District, Converse County Weed and Pest District, Weston County Conservation District, Weston County Weed and Pest District, Weston County Conservation District, Weston County Weed and Pest District. Weston County got a lot of participation.
They did. That's what
and Niobrara County, Niobrara County Conservation District, Niobrara County Weed and Pest District, Crook County Conservation District, Crook County Weed and Pest District, and the United States Department of Agriculture, Forest Service, Medicine Bow, Root National Forests, and Thunder Basin National Grasslands to work together on a NEPA, which is National Environmental Policy Act analysis for 2020 Thunder Basin National Grassland Plan Amendment as presented. Any discussion?
I can see you say that.
Well, thanks for all the cooperation on this, because I know that there's a lot of people at the table and trying to work through some of the issues down there that include one of our most favorite little creatures is the prairie dog. And so never a dull moment. We've been talking about the prairie dog for probably going on about 75 years now. So, anyway. So,
Mr. Chairman, I do have a comment. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Casper for all the wildland fire agencies of the same group that I'm not going to repeat, but all of them were in the same room, and there was probably 30 people representing each of these various entities, and the work that they were doing and the cooperation that they were doing was pretty incredible. I think we can rest easy that they're going to be taking care of the fire side of this in that same type of an agreement. I know this is specific to the NEPA, but the forest suppression or forest fire suppression and grassland fire suppression cooperation is also very impressive. So just wanted to throw that in there.
Thanks for that, Commissioner Reardon. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Actually, we have Mr. Lyon here now, so we're going to go back to item I. Jim, thank you. We've been running ahead, and so sorry to
bump. I was a little recovering in municipal court this morning, so.
That's okay. Thank you for taking time out to come visit with us.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Bell, Commissioners. I'm Jim Lyon. I'm the Director of Juvenile Probation and the Coordinator of the Juvenile County Drug Court. Thank you for putting us on the agenda this morning to discuss our service provider agreements for juvenile and family drug court. The first one is from Counseling Connections. They provide individual and family therapy, mental health therapy, to our participants and their families. Their agreement is for a total of $50,000 for this coming fiscal year. I see on the agenda they're each kind of separately. Do you want to just keep them separate?
Let's just keep them separate. That'd be easiest for us. And so,
okay,
go ahead and do that first one, which is the one you just talked about. And
right.
So, I'd entertain a motion on that.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the service provider agreement between Campbell County and Counseling Connections LLC to provide individual and family therapy and mental health needs assessment for the juvenile and family drug court in the amount not to exceed $50,000 from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Shasta and seconded by Commissioner Reardon that the board approve the service provider agreement between Campbell County and Counseling Connections LLC to provide individual and family therapy and mental health needs assessments for the juvenile and family drug court in an amount not to exceed $50,000 from July 1, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, moving on to the next one then, Jim.
Thank you. The next service provider agreement, is with the Yes House, and they provide adolescent substance abuse treatment for our participants, our juveniles, in the juvenile family drug court. Their contract or their commitment is $25,000, or not to exceed a total sum of $25,000 for this coming fiscal year.
Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the service provider agreement between Campbell County and the Youth Emergency Services Incorporated to provide adolescent substance abuse treatment for the juvenile and family drug court in the amount not to exceed $25,000 from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Reardon. Second by Commissioner Christensen, the board approved the service provider agreement between Campbell County and the Youth Emergency Services Incorporated to provide adolescent substance abuse treatment for the juvenile and family drug court in an amount not to exceed $25,000 from July 1, 2019 to June 30, 2020 as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, last one, Jim.
And the last service provider agreement is from Personal Frontiers Incorporated. They provide adult substance abuse treatment for our participants in the Juvenile Family Drug Court. Their commitment amount request for payment shall not exceed a total sum of $49,088 for this coming fiscal year.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the service provider agreement between Campbell County and Personal Frontiers, Inc. to provide adult substance abuse treatment for the Juvenile and Family Drug Court Youth Intervention Tract in the amount not to exceed $49,088 from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020 as presented.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Shellstad, second by Commissioner Christensen. The board approved the service provider agreement between Campbell County and Personal Frontiers Incorporated to provide adult substance abuse treatment for the Juvenile and Family Drug Court Youth Intervention Track in an amount not to exceed $49,088 from July 1, 2019 to June 30, 2020 as presented. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Jim, just a clarification question. This is for the adult substance abuse treatment, but yet it's for the juvenile. So could you define or explain that age gap or age group?
The adults are 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
Okay.
In that, yes. In the family component, yes.
It's just kind of misleading. At what point does somebody become an adult? And by law, I think that's 18, but right. Yet it's still in the juvenile part of the court, which is kind of confusing if you don't know the details behind all of it.
That's correct. And also, if I may add, just to update you, we currently have 9 participants in juvenile family drug court, 2 juveniles, and 7 in our YET program. Also this week, we've had 2 screenings of 2 adults, 2 YETs, and then 1 potential screening of a YET. And then we have a juvenile graduating, tentative graduation set for a week after next that you will all be getting an invitation for that celebration. So just to let you know.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you. Jim. Yep. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Jim, thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay. Ms. Rabb. Culmination of a lot of work here.
Yes, finally. Good morning, commissioners. I'm Beth Rabb, grant specialist for the county and also care board lead. I'm here on behalf of the care board to submit a community services block grant, or CSB, the fiscal year 2020 application. The total amount allocated to Campbell County this year was $210,719. We just recently got our needs assessment submitted to us from the company we hired to do it, and the top, I guess I call them the top 4, but one of them expands quite far. Needs that we're meeting for this year's application would be food and commodity assistance, utility bills and deposit assistance, rent and or mortgage assistance, and healthcare, which healthcare encompasses dental, vision, medical care, prescription drug assistance, mental health, substance abuse services, and pretty much anything else that'll fall under medical. We had 5 human service agencies apply for funding. The care board met yesterday to decide how much funds they're going to allow each of them. The Yes House came in and they are requesting, or they're receiving $25,000. They're going to be using that funding for their day treatment program, which pays their salaries and wages for that program. GARF requested and received $22,000, and their funding goes towards sexual assault and domestic violence victims' assistance to provide them safe and affordable housing. So they use those funds to pay for rent or deposits and utility deposits. And they use 100% of their funds for the grants themselves, not for salaries or wages. Personal Frontiers came in requesting $31,000, and they use 100% of their funds towards substance abuse for low-income individuals, so again, no salaries or wages. And Gillette Reproductive Health came in at $28,000, and they provide well women visits with their funds, and the Council of Community Services requested and received $90,000. They use a portion of theirs to pay wages for their food pantry and emergency services support staff in the programs. And then they use another portion of that for medical and dental visits for low-income individuals. And that's all I have.
Okay. I've got one question. So We had a lot of discussion for CSBG earlier this year and then during budget, and then where is that headed, I guess? Because there's a lot of discussion about whether or not continuing to allocate it this way was the best way to do it, and I'm wondering if those conversations are continuing or where they're going.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard. Nobody's brought it up since our last discussion that we had between the care board and you gentlemen, but I know you guys had asked that we meet with the council before next or during next fiscal year. Michael is pregnant with a child and soon to be delivering, so I think we're planning on later this fiscal year to, not this year, I guess, I'm thinking grant year, to meet up with them and discuss how to proceed or what they're wanting to do versus what's best, I guess.
Beth, I had a question as well. How close do these dollar amounts from your award align with the budgets that were presented by and the respective dollar amount from the care board? How closely do they align with the budget projection?
So everybody put in their application and request, and the only one that had put an increase from last year was the S House, and we did not. They actually requested $30,000. We ended up giving them $25,000, and then the remainder of the funds will be for the care board to use for administrative fees, memberships, and things like that, training that are required by the grant. We were about $7,000, maybe a little under $7,000 less than what we received last year, but everybody got the same amounts, the exact same amounts they got last year, so nobody was having to face any type of a cut or anything.
Can you touch base very quickly then too, because it says here you guys got your needs assessment done, so what did it come back and say were the...
I mentioned those at the beginning. It was the food and commodity, utility bill deposit, rent and our mortgage, and health care. There was a couple others that were mentioned quite often, and we are able to use these funds to help. Transportation was a huge one. I'm working with the agencies to let them know that we have a couple different avenues that we can go to be able to possibly obtain rides for individuals, but...
So when they do the needs assessment, how do they actually come about that data? Because that surprises me that those would be the highest needs.
So the company that we hired to do this was DataCorp out of Cheyenne. They came up here 2 days, and they did what they called focus groups. So they had a focus group with providers here in town. And then they also had a focus group with some clients, low-income clients that the agency sent over to us. So they kind of did interviews there. They also talked to the care board members, the board members themselves. And then they also reached out by telephone to some different agencies in the community, so like Department of Family Services and things like that. And then we also did a low-income and a provider survey. So they did a paper pen survey, or it was available electronic. And then they just compiled all the data together with what those results were. So I know the surveys, it was quite odd because the majority of the responders to the surveys were ages 50 and over. We didn't have a whole lot of younger crowd participation, even though we attempted it. But
the reason I was going was like it's supposed to, my new further understanding of this program in the last 6 months has been it's supposed to be a way to bridge and get people to self-sufficiency.
Yes.
And transportation and rental assistance does not get anyone to self-sufficiency.
I agree.
So that's why I'm wondering how the data was assembled.
Okay. More or less, they just took the facts and information they gathered from the meetings and the surveys and just compiled it. I do know that one of the things that they kind of hit on in this needs assessment was that a lot of bigger agencies in town don't even know who the care board is. So when they were approached about, you know, the Campbell County Care Board is doing this, they're having to explain who we are and what we're doing.
Okay, so I guess we're circling back around to part of the survey may be the result of they talked to a lot of people who were of a certain demographic where rental assistance was important.
Yes, exactly. It was just who they, I mean, more or less it's what agencies had their individuals apply or reply to the surveys. So.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion, Rusty?
No.
Okay. Find the right one. Okay. I move the board approve the submission of the community service block grant fiscal year 2020 application for Campbell County service provider programs to the Wyoming Department of Health as recommended and presented.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Christensen, second by Commissioner Maul. The board approved the submission of the Community Services Block Grant fiscal year 2020 application for the Campbell County Services Service Provider Programs to the Wyoming Department of Health as recommended and presented. Any discussion? Beth, thank you for all of your work on this. I know it's
been a long two.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time for you, and we appreciate the work you do on that.
Thank you.
And then all the work you do on the care board and those conversations also, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Rusty, I just wanted to point out real quick that 100% of that money is state funds. Is that correct? Not, and so then Ivy's shaking her head no.
Oh.
Could you explain that to us? So out of that $210,000, how much of that is state money?
So essentially it's federal dollars that are the state's awarded those federal dollars, and then the state passes that down to us. So technically it's federal dollars.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that, because I was just asking Deej the same question. So.
Okay. Any other discussion?
It's not county money, though, just for clarification.
No,
it is federal dollars.
It's grant funds, federal dollars, yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, then we're moving on then to item N, which is the consulting services agreement with Waypoints Wyoming. Ms. Seeger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you indicated, what is in front of you next is a consulting services agreement. It is between Campbell County and Waypoints Wyoming LLC, whose principal or managing member is Mr. Jim Ford. This is a consulting services agreement where I believe the scope of services has been personally negotiated between yourselves and Mr. Ford. Just for the purposes of the general public, I would say if we were to sum it up, it has to do with Campbell County engaging the services of a consultant to sort of be a bridge between some of the economic diversification efforts that we have been involved in here locally. The agreement, Mr. Ford has sort of been providing services to you since about March 27th, generally under these terms with regard to compensation. So the term of this agreement it has an effective date of March 27th. It will terminate June 30th of this year, and then renew for successive one-year periods. That a purpose of that sort of unusual term is to get you back on a term that follows your fiscal year. Mr. Ford has reviewed these terms. He's been agreeable. He's already approved that agreement, so now it's in front of you for your consideration for approval. Oh, and it does have a termination clause in it. You can terminate it before a renewal period by giving 30 days notice. You can terminate it, either one of you, with or without cause at any time with 60 days notice.
Okay. Thanks, Carol. Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the agreement between Campbell County and Waypoints Wyoming LLC to provide consulting services outlined in the scope of work at a rate of $110 per hour for the period of March 27, 2019 to June 30th, 2019, with renewal options as presented.
Second. Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Maul. The board approved the agreement between Campbell County and Waypoints Wyoming LLC to provide consulting services outlined in the scope of work at a rate of $110 per hour for the period of March 27, 2019 to June 30, 2019 with renewal options as presented. Ms. Seeger, just real quick question. It renews automatically, is that right, if we don't?
That is correct. Okay. It will automatically renew for successive one-year periods after this year on a July 1 to June 30, unless you give notice of termination 30 days in advance. Correct.
Sounds good. Thank you. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I guess for the viewers out there, I just want to maybe explain a little bit of what our thought was behind using Mr. Ford and under this contract was in our diversification of our economy. I think Mr. Ford is somebody that's very well connected, not limited to, but very well connected in the Carbon Valley type initiatives that we've looked at. And I think it's just another step taken forward to maybe try something different and get some new ideas, and to be able to use somebody that's very well connected doing that. So just wanted to explain that a little bit for people that may not understand why we did this or what
I think,
we did.
Yeah, so. And then just that's a good point, Commissioner Shellstad, just making sure that Campbell County is in the discussion and at the table for basically all things carbon, having somebody that's knowledgeable in that sphere, and which is very large, and there's a lot of moving parts, and so, you know, having somebody that's on point all the time in all those discussions for Campbell County is what the idea behind that is. So, yeah,
well, and I will point out, Mr. Ford has taught this commission a lot about carbon in general. Very knowledgeable individual, and like I say, he's very well connected internationally with carbon. So, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, moving. Do we want to take just a quick recess? Okay, so we'll...
Or what I was wondering, Mr. Chairman,
if
Susan needs a little more time, we could break and do our executive session and come back if Ms. Seeger's okay with that.
I'm here at your pleasure, so.
So why don't we do that? We'll take a real brief break. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session, and then after the executive session, I don't anticipate any motions on the executive session itself, but we will then take up item O when Ms. Saunders comes in and presents. Does that sound?
Mr. Chairman, I move we go into executive session following recess. To cover pending litigation and property acquisitions.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Reardon, seconded by Commissioner Shellstad, that we move into, convene into executive session to discuss pending litigation and property acquisition. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That motion passes. County Commissioners meeting back to order, and thank you all for your patience. And we have Ms. Saunders with us here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talking about this year's budget. So
in front of you, you have the...
Ms. Saunders, could you introduce yourself, please?
You just introduced me. Susan Saunders, County Clerk. In front of you, you have the proposed budget. With the mill being at 11.258, using an assessed valuation of 4.46.
Okay.
It's my understanding that it will be mid-June before we have a final mill number.
Okay.
Valuation.
The final valuation, right.
Thank you.
Okay. The county's is at 11.258, then I see.
Yes. I already have budget amendments in my office to start.
Okay.
I think it's good. I think that the public should be happy too. We're still below 12 mills, which there are not very many people who do. We, in the 12 mills, cover fire, which most places, that's another separate 3 mills. As far as I know, we're the only ones that cover it in the general. I'm trying to think. There's other stuff we cover in the general, too. Museum. Yeah.
Public health.
And public health. Yeah, we cover everything in our 11.2 mills. Everybody else has separate mills for a number of other pieces. So, it's a good thing. And Susan, thank you for doing this, because it really is. I don't think people appreciate how hard or big the budget is here until they actually see the books. When you see 3 feet of paper, that like puts in perspective how much
it does, and those books get quite heavy.
But I guess we'll have probably additional discussion on the budget hearing, which I see you have scheduled for
June 17th.
17th at 6 p.m.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the summary of the proposed fiscal year 2019-20 budget as presented and schedule a budget hearing on June 17th, 2019 at 6 p.m. as required by Wyoming Statute WS-16-4109.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, second by Commissioner Shellstad, that the board approve the summary of proposed fiscal year 2019-2020 budget as presented and schedule a public hearing on June 17, 2019 at 6 p.m. as required by Wyoming Statute 16-4-109. Any discussion? Okay.
You, Ms. Saunders, this is a lot of work. Appreciate the effort.
I have a lot of help.
Thank them as well. Kendra.
Amanda. And
wishing Belinda a speedy and full recovery. So, okay. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, and I guess we'll see everybody here in the chamber on the 17th for any discussion on that or any public comment. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then if there's nothing else then to come before the Board of Commissioners today, we will adjourn.